Here we little bit did discuss about three natural phenomena, yeah? This is really main idea in mind only school, okay? If you really want to know, if you really want to learn, this is a very important main point. Because if you read like kind of hold this book, it will make confuse yourself. Because I mentioned that here, mind only school, you think about definition of mind only school, mind only, thinking of a mind, how does mind work? What is different working of mind between other school? You think about this, okay? Just think about mind only school. You just think about what is the view of mind only school? What is the mind only school based on what? That's your thing, yeah? Mind only school based on three natural phenomena. Three natural phenomena is really important, okay? So, actually, I already explained very roughly. It's very difficult for me to explain very deeply. Even I don't know how to explain very deeply. But you try to first try to find, get idea, and then you try to think about it. Then try to read some book. Yeah. That's why I just first mentioned, since we become Buddhists, what did you learn? Ask question yourself. That is really important. Yeah. Okay. So then three, okay? Three nature. So actually three nature. In three nature, we say like other power and imputed phenomena are like conventional phenomena. Like even in mind only school, they have two truth, yeah? Actually, we two truth already taught before we taught, yeah? According to the mind only school, do you remember, yeah? We talk about two truth, but we didn't talk about two truth according to the middle school, but we talk about the two truth according to the mind only school. Before I talk, what is beneficial of learning two truth? Why we learn two truth, yeah? Do you remember? I recite some from Madhyamika verse. Do you remember, yeah? Why we learn two truth? I mentioned that. Why we learn? If we don't learn two truth, then we're going to have some problem, yeah? What kind of problem we're going to have? Why we learn two truth? Yeah, old school, yeah. Based on old school, if you don't understand two, then what happened? Why we learn two? Why? This I mentioned many, many times, so... You think two we have to know, yeah? Why we learn two? I didn't go very deep like two, like, okay. Maybe I learned like two, yeah? Deni namye in a middle school, like, deni namye kangi mishibe, deni namto lobe langishu. You're right, like old school based on two. But main point, deni namye kangi mishibe, then in namdo lobe langishu in middle school. Deni namye kangi mishibe, then in namdo lobe langishu lo du sambale. Dema ni jamba ina pen karyor, ma jamba ina nyeba karyor reside. Mas oma juba na lo kundang ido. Deni in namye mashiba ina, deni in namye mashiba ina, digi wangi ngaran sulaya. Namdo mambu jin jamye na zoji. Namdo mambu jin ngasul le ure. Namdo digi jinjini. That Denis loved somebody, and the Negi Namto Mambuji Chinchin, and Naranzo Qua Qua Chigris. Dinza Deni Nave Shiguris. Mishiva in a chin of the Ores at the Sonsa. Deni Nave Shiva Karigos loved somebody, was Oman Juba Nalule. Guns of Deni Shuan Kabu Jejiba, Mambi Jebu Deni Chu Namba is. Then the Dani Gavi Lungi Shudaji, Jay and Jatsuparu Chudon Dosi. And Shoban Doshu Nidinchini. Yeah, tabdang shirab nyi ndoshu nyi dhin che ne sanje kopang lan dhokur laya de denyi ki nawe shi nyi dhin dhokur yis dhikye gara ting zang denyi nawe shi gu dwa wo ting zang denyi nawe shi bai na pen ma shi bai na nyimi tu yor yis ting zang ta nga zong de shi diya ye sen zang bi ki dhuta ki nang lo laya ji ye nye tatu zang bala ya kashi ji dhe wang nang me ndo shu ji dang dhe de kar nye di laya diya ji ra तो चौनस उन्हें ठाने दोनों आपसे ना पहन रहे दोनों माजे भाई ना ताज की जिला ची दोनों लोग दे में भाई ना न्याय की चीज़ें ना शराफ़ पहन दो से क्या मंदो आज शराफ़ सांसद सेंशन हो जाए तो ढंग से ना ची पहन दो से क्या मंदो अन्य शिव जी दोनों माजे भाई ना ची आसुसी दे आदे ची जीमी जोन लोग ताज चौनासन रोसन चौला नी तीसु चौला डर मातो शेरा शेरा पहन तो उसके में दा अन्य जी चौनास जी वांग डर जी नाला तो जमाले जी लांसां जी की जी जी पाचो दे पावन डर शिव जी योस ससं नंदे चेक दो तीन जंग आरांसो की खासन चेक नालो ले या चौनास दांबु करना चेक जंदी जंबाला आजु त्यं कांसा लम्बे तो चिल तो चिल लम्बे तो दौन लम्बे तो चांद लम्बे तो ये तो देते चलाने मांचे कांसा लम्बे तो निज़ों तो ये तो ने थोंग तो तीन जां तुमने जब आई ना अन्य तुमने ये चलाने मांचे आई ना तुमने तो ताका तो रहा तीन जां कहने का मैं देनी किता ची ये शिवजी जेब से क्या मारे ताका ना जंगा ताका जी केबा मारी दे निंदिशी शहर दे करसे ना लोटुना जी सोसु जांच आजो सोसु जांच सोन ताने जी ना गमचे बाद शिव जी केबा से क्या मारी दे सोसु जांच लोटुना जांच है वो तो सोसु की लोटो लमा अंचना से जी कहाँ तुझो जाने ये दुसी तो चेवो रा दिन जां तीज नेंगा कहला अन्य चना से माजियां भाई ने पहन कर सुसु ट्वाजी तांजे ची माजियां भाई ना सुसु तो गोगो तांजे सुसु मिसे चला रे सुसु मिसे के नालो ले चूज़ जेगी जे दी चूज़ो नालो उंच जे अन्य बेचन रोसु मांबु जे ना शान रो चे दंडे चे सुसु दंडे रो जेरी दिन जंग आज भूल ना माजो दी बो मोज़ एक मिसिंग द पहन तो क्या मंदिर सांसा वो तो ठेंग तो सांसा दिन जां अंदिन जां ती ती जाने आज सामे की शुरू जाओ जरा मतलब आज की ची कोई ची ठाबु शी शी तो ची शी शी मतलब दिन जो मुल्ला जान जान शेंगे की सुन रहे हो ची सोचते हो ना याजे ची माना तो जेह दे वाई ना आज राजे नी का तुझे छोड़ा रे मतलब ऐस
As is stated in the Madhyamaka Avatara, where stated that if one is unable to have a proper comprehension or the understanding of the two truths, then your mind will remain under the domination of the conceptions, and which will then lead to the wrong views. So therefore, it is a very, very important for us to understand the two truths, that we went through that teachings of the two truths last time. So we should take very seriously about understanding of the two truths. And also we will find in one of the verse of the Madhyamaka Avatara by Chandrakirti by saying that he is setting an example of the geese with the pair of the geese wings can cruise across the ocean and over the rivers over the mountains. So in order for the geese to cruise over the mountains and across the ocean, requires two wings, the union of two wings, which is it has a lifting power for the geese to cruise across the mountains and so forth. Similarly, if to understand and free oneself from the secular existence, gender liberations, it requires understanding of what we'll call conventional truth and the ultimate truths, which enables one to have a wisdom of insight and wisdom of wisdom understanding conventional truth and wisdom understanding ultimate truths. So we really need to focus and pay a serious attention in receiving these teachings of the of two truths. One should not take very lightly about it, because sometimes I really feel that, you know, it is sometimes I feel a little discouraged, and also I feel like I'm wasting my time as well as the time of yours, your precious time, because, you know, when we were going through the teachings, and we go through these teachings, and we're kind of like taking very lightly upon these teachings. And we are more into receiving empowerments and initiations by, you know, really having an idea that you may receive powers out of receiving the empowerments and you know, and initiations. And when it comes to the actual studies of the Dharma, then we are really lacking enthusiasm or the perseverance, and then actual, you know, genuine interest in really studying the teachings of the Dharma. So therefore, it is very important to ask the question to ourselves, what is the benefit of really studying those two truths? If we are not understanding the understanding the two truths, what will really happen to ourselves? You know, what kind of benefits and what kind of, you know, advantages and what kind of disadvantages of not understanding the the two truths and so forth. So we really had to have a keen interest in, you know, understanding of two truths and then receive the teachings of the of the two truths, because we all, both of us, you know, from my side as well as from your side, as the receivers of the teachings, to make an effort and to really to understand what is meant by two truths, because just by coming to the center and receiving the teachings and taking those teachings as a very lightly will not have really beneficial. It is not going to be benefit to me, as it's not going to benefit to all of you as well. So therefore, you know, if you look at the teachings by Lama Tsongkhapa, it is essence of eloquence, right? Essence of eloquence, or the excellence differentiations of the definitive and interpretive as well, where it says that it is from the perceiving the importance of the meaning, the differentiations of the inseparable and the definitive cannot be made by the scripture alone, and reasoning is required. So that the Buddha says, the like gold that is required upon being, you know, scratched, cut and rubbed, and my word is to be adopted by the monastics and scholars upon analyzing it well, not out of respect for me. So that therefore it says, you know, you should not really rely on the person, but rely on the teachings. But you should not really rely on, when it comes to the teachings, that you should not really rely on that on the interpreter, but rather rely on the definitives. So, but when I look at and when I observe here, we are kind of more into relying upon a person rather than the teachings of the Dharma. So this is one of the shortcomings of ours. So therefore, we must really, you know, all of us, you know, collectively put an effort to receive the teachings and think about how important it is for us to understand these two truths, and have a keen interest and understanding of the two truths and so forth.
Tinza dadne nama demba ni se da dan din lo la ya juda kanga la demba ni du sin le or tinza da nga zo gi da da kong du si de yi chen ni sum de a chen ni sum de jiwa da kong da se de kong zo de bi na lo la ya ani yong du se de ta kong da ani ta na de bi na lo ta chona zo du si ba ina demba ni se da dan di sho dong chi de ka du de ta ba ina demba ni de din lo le do chen ni sum de demba ni na lo ma de de shōrāng chīdāngi nānglō dābāyī nā dī yīnzā dā āñī sōngdī dēmbā nī nānglō dīgū yōbā yīnzā dān dī nānglō lē dēmbā nīnsī yēdī māngchī dēshī jāyādī lā yā dēshī jāyādī lā yā dēmbā nīnsī kōngzō dēmbā tāngdāng dēmbā sī yāndā lō lā yā fāshū lō kōngzō bā sī yēdī āñī chī gī lō kōngzō bā tā kāndā tāngdāng bā pābī nyājā yēshī māyī bī gī lō jī ngō lā dēmbā dī lā yā kōngzō dēmbā chī Ani tiondan ba pabi nyanja eshi ngola denpa de la ya. Ani tiondan denpa ta kanda ni nan da chebi sede. Ni nan da chebi lo di ngola denpa de la ya kunzo denpa che. Ni nan nubi lo ngola denpa de la ya tiondan denpa sede. Kunzo denpa tiondan denpa sede tinte jilin deshi jo. Ti yin zan ta masho nga su chuta koma ye. Do denpa dosu shi diye ye. Kunzo denpa tiondan denpa sede. Ani chidang yi shi ngubu da de le labu jikanglan deshi jab. Ani cheta mawa dinde jiyan deshi jib. An dinde leya da sen zambay kanla yale du ya ta sen zambay ki dendang denba asila du zambay leya tongba nilan deshi jagudwa. Din yizan da sen zambay da omaba duzu zambay ki dendang denba asila du zambay leya tongba nisla ur. Dendang denba tongba ni yanda ta tsema mi chu yin zi di jiba jiyan rata min kakar ma da jiba jiyan rata. Din yizan da digi nalo la sen zambay ki dendang denba asila du ya dendang denba de la ya chuji damis la gorda ani kunza demba singi chuji damis lor kansa damis di nalo da me badla ya kansa ki da me bad chuji da me ba ni si bi nalo la ya dendon demba singi chuji damis et ta chuji damis et nga zu si de di nalo la ya chini sum gi nalo la yondu singi do yondu singi de chuji damis ja gor ta ti gi yondu ja ya de la ya ta nga zu de si jeb de gi juji rang gi chini tu bi tuwa Ani yung du da rapan da uchi. Zunzi zyeshin ki tunga de la yung du tamu zi. O dinde chi kan la ya. Ta kunzi denpa tenzang denpa se de dinde chi kan la ya. O du chi ne du man da uchi ne o dinde chi kan la ma legi des.
So all the four philosophical tenets speaks about the two truths. The two truths, the conventional truth and ultimate truths. In this particular tenets, if you look at the page 17, so you will find how the three characters or the three natures or the three characters are included within the two truths, such as other power character, other power phenomena, and impositional phenomena, and thoroughly established phenomena. So how those three are actually, included within the two truths. So if you look at this at page 17, so this will give you a clear, introduction of encapsulation of those three natures into two truths. For instance, the other power's nature, other part nature, and the other part nature, impositional natures are included within the conventional truth. And then thoroughly established phenomena, the thoroughly established nature is included in the ultimate truths. So here now, if you look at what is meant by the Kunjaldempa or the conventional truth, and what is meant by the ultimate truth in this particular tenets. So here, when it comes to the ultimate truth, conventional truth, the conventional truth here really refers to that is truth for the duality, the mind, the dual mind, and dual, the mind of the dual mind. And then the ultimate truth here really refers, in this particular tenets, it really refers to the mind that is free from duality, or the devoid of duality, understands the phenomena without duality. Is said to be the ultimate phenomenon. So now here, when it comes to the understanding of the two truths here in this particular tenets, which is the what we call the higher tenets or the upper tenets, it has a more profound, you know, explanation on the two truths, unlike the two truths that we find in the lower philosophical tenets, such as, you know, Suttantika and Vaibhashikas. So as we know that when the Suttantika and the Vaibhashikas explain about the two truths, their two truths is more limited on the external phenomena. It's more on the material and external phenomena. So now here, when it comes to the upper tenets or the higher tenets, such as Manoli school and as well as the Madhyamaka schools, it's when it comes to the explanation of particularly the explanation of the ultimate truth is here really refers to the to emptiness. In other words, in this particular tenets, ultimate truth, it refers to the selflessness of phenomena, or selflessness of the phenomena. And so, so therefore you will see the difference between those philosophical tenets, upper and lower philosophical tenets, and profundity of their, you know, assertions on the two truths, such as conventional truth and ultimate truths.
Tinga da two truth kan la khanyang ma da nga so ge demba ni kan la ya zinda mo bu jing si yor tin za sen za mi ko la nge je si je ba si je tin za ta yang ja nga so yang ja yang ja si de ba ina an sa yo sa mar tin za du ban do je na den den do re da sen ni sun ba du ba ina an demba ni na lo tu du re se da chalo
so ye o de so we have gone through this two truths during last teachings quite detailed, so I'm not going to repeat those teachings again. And if I keep repeating, then it will keep circling and it will become unending teachings of two truths on the two truths. So therefore, I rather, you know, stop here and, you know, going through the same chapter and same kind of explanations. So now, one thing that you need to understand, important to understand, is now all the three characters of the are included in the two truths, and which characters that belongs to the ultimate truth, which character that belongs to the conventional truth. This is one thing that we need to understand.
Two truth. Okay, so here also, if you see like page number here, like if you read like page number from 17, they're talking about two two there. I don't want to talk again, two two. Then we circle in two two. No circle in samsara. We start to circle in two two. Where do you want to circle? You want to circle in two two or you want to circle in samsara? Circle in two two. Yeah, so two two there. So then after that, also here, or tennis, they're talking about two selflessnesses, yeah? Two selflessnesses. Selflessness of person, selflessness of phenomena. Yeah? So we mentioned that it's same purpose of talking about selflessness of person, selflessness of phenomena, yeah? What purpose of talking about those selflessnesses? You know that, yeah? Yeah, we mentioned that. Purpose of talking about selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena. What purpose of talking about this? Two. Selflessness is a person and selflessness is a phenomena. What purpose? Our heart, yeah. Yeah, good job. Oh, did you? Tang also the Ninema, that you change in the Sudle, these Manda and Oji, Carcel of the Sambale, Tang also ye to touch him, but that is not the same Sambala Manda, Tom Maiba Carcel of the Sambale, Masuki Kansak changed the Din Timer. Coma Carcel was on Namshi, so truth and she's one. Tan dig now, Namshi, so jeezy. Gunshi Namshi, the new Namshi said. Gunshi Namshi, the new Namshi said, that Gunshi Namshi said, Tang also the same Sambegi. Dig now, see the Kansaki change. Kansaki change Jatan the woman. Tangas Kansa, singing Kandejila Moon Zunguri said, to the Susuki, son Tantan Kakar. Things are sent some day, Kansaki change the layer. New Nam she said, Kunjin Nam she delay.
Kunjin
Nam she said, the Kansaki change it. And in new singing the Kunjin Nam she the Sunday, that kind of new modulator, that kind of dancing rojila moves on word. Miba ngata ngayo kandula mine ranju yani dat chuma zimi shirab jilaya shiro nyumo ji endle nyu yize de tan de chna gi ngazun di nalo le shi de chenji gunji nam shi de nyu yize de ngazu di nalo le ko chenji zam du bar ma do ta gi je ba de nam ji ngazu gi korang gi zinda korang a ngazu changi ta du sam le ko lo chi zi korang gi mi se gi gunji da nyu yize di ko le mi se korang gi de ji du shi de tin zan Jason Jeba de Calicabre, Dinza, Takanda Kansa singing Candejo Laus, the Zambale, Gunjin Namji singing Delia, Onzuzu Ores, Kansa change.
Now we will be focusing on the way of asserting object person, possessor, in other words, the subject. So we talked about the subject, object earlier about two truths, right? Now we're focusing on the way of asserting the object possessor or the subject. So, so when it comes to the object possessors, so we also talked about the collection of six consciousnesses said to be the accepted, it is accepted as an illustration of the persons. But here in this particular tenet, in the Meinolian schools, it's a little bit complicated. The eight consciousness, it records the collection of the eight consciousness. So then the actual illustration of the person is the mind basis of all. Mind basis of all, or the afflictive mentality is said to be the afflictive mentality or mind basis of all, and an affective mentality is said to be the illustration of the person in this particular tenets.
Tinza sensambegi sensambegi da kanda sensamba da juda kumad zu kansa ge chenji sing zu undu zamba le sensambe kansa sing de nye yo ba ka ni ge slo de zamba le namshi chu ji ge na namshi ge nang lo le ya nye du zlo da kanda ta oma ba tenji wa du zi ko nye me ba slo de zamba le namshi ge ngo ne nye yu da me se de gi kansa nye da yu da me se de namshi ge ti ne namshi ge chu ba na lo le nye yu da me ge shi ngo du se zamba ge namshi ge ngo ne nye yu ba tenji wa ge namshi ge ngo ne nye yu ma re sta ka na namshi lu si chi kansa nye yu da me se le le ju
le ni za here you know when it comes to the whether or not it is possibility of finding the self or the person or whether it is possibility of finding the self or person or the pinpointing, able to pinpoint the self or persons. So now in this particular tenets, the tenets of Meinolian school asserts that person can be found. Person can be a person is findable. So it is findable within the consciousness, within the eight collections of consciousness. It could be found. Whereas in the Madhyamaka Prasangika schools, the philosophical tenets, they completely reject the findability of the self. Self or person is unfindable, cannot be found. So this is the difference.
Tā nāngshī yījīng dōsī, tā tēnē nāmā ngāsō kī kōng lā tūtā kōng mā kī mā shī dēyā kī, tā kāntā lō kī dōsī ngāsō kī ngō sōng tā jībā sē tūtā kāng lā shī dēyā chō rā, ngō sōng tā jībā dōsī shī dēyā yī, tā chō rāng sī tī sā kō rā, tā kāntā ngāsō kī ngō sōng tā jībā shī dēyā yī, ānbū ngō sō yījī ngō sōng tā shī dēyā yī, tā kāntā cēnī dēyā, sēn sāng bē kī tā kāntā mā chē ngō sōng jībā sēng kī ngō dēyā dē kā sī lō dōsī. Pacha tenju, pacha la tenye yungbares, pacha setup ji tubas, manje pacha kanu desi ji, utne ji legdo, pacha tenju ki jibas, manje, tikan lo, utne, tne ji zang mato, ane, ta tsema da tsemi se, di shetan ko nabun da ujire. Ta dne nama nga so ki salam ki namja diya, salam ki namja diya, ane, shetan ji bari de yin, pancha ta tizan dhagi mara, pancha manda asa lo du sambale, di nalo le, nga so pancha shi diya yi, Pansha de Gansha ki dhami da chio chi dhami ni ki lo shu ki. Ani dhanzen singh ji lega ra. Lo shu yu chi gaja da yu chi chi gaja ni ki nalo la ya. Yu chi chi gaja pangdang da shi go ra. Ti yin zang ta pansha pangdang da dhagi mara ma do. Lam singh shi ya jo ra. Shetang chi pa do re. O tante re yis. Ti yin zang ta sen sami na ja tante do ji re me de. Yin zang dao do ji re do. Ti yin zang nenga tuta zi maang chi ya ki ta kanta. Tan dhani ne sen samba ne ya oma bapa dhe nyanga tsoba tsosan rogo dhe maang chiye yi. Masa oma dhe samba shi yun dhe samba le gongda siye de, gongda da yungtu, gongda singi ji laya jo ra, gongda singi lo ki jatsi kong la maang chiye ki, tongba ni tsoya di kong la zong la maang chiye. Ta kosa tsoba rogo dhe gongda silo dhe samba le, ta gongda silo dhe samba le rangi tsini tu bapa gago ra, rangi tsini tu da matu siye de, gongda ki gaja lo shu. Rangi tsini tuta matu se tikang la. Ta kosa dine tsoba maang chie tsosan ra ude, tomba ni yue da me se, tomba ni tsosan ra ude tere ta. Ti inza, ta dine na jenpa tsama ti izi ndawun da uje teme de. Inza, ta sen tsamba la mi se ki ta kanda yu namdang de la ya pacha se de nge kasan kondu shi zon. Sen tsamba koron chishi, nge chishi ki ndeshi je du tambu koron pacha de la ya ngoju ki pacha, dati ki pacha se, sibi pacha se de. Sen tsamba ki sheba, ani Sinsambhigya, ane Shibala yu chadangde Bacha wangi chadangde nge kondu Sama shusara da Tu sama shusara di inzang Ane Udnirno je res Di inzang Ane Ta Sinsambhigya da Peche kani na udnirno je inzar da Nenga dodo no je na
So then when we are going to having So when we are going through this way of asserting the object possessor for the subject, so certainly we will be talking about this the direct perceptions and inferential, you know, cognizers and conceptual mind and direct perceptions and so forth. But so it is pretty much similar to all the philosophical tenets. So now the one thing that unique about this particular tenets is their subjective minds are actually subjective minds are all arises out of the latency or the propensities or the imprints. So this is something that is unique explanation that we could find in this particular tenets. So other than that, we're pretty much similar to all of, explanation on inferential cognizer and direct cognizers and conceptual and non-conceptuals are pretty much similar. But the difference is that this particular cognizers arises out of latency or that is out of propensities and so forth is kind of unique presentation of this particular tenets. and then when it go further, then we would go through this the grounds and the path of the particular tenets. And the grounds and the path are pretty much similar, but then the difference is again here the pangja, the object of abandonment. When it comes to what is to be abandoned, then there's a little difference based on explanation of selfness of the person and selfness of the phenomena. And then when it comes to the selfness of the person and selfness of the phenomena, it is need to be ascertained by identifying and abandoning or the object of negations and negating the object of negations. So then when it comes to the object of negations, there are the, you know, subjective object of negation and objective object of negations. And so when it comes to the explanation of the subjective object of negation and objective object of negations, then there's a little difference in a different philosophical, it differs the explanation on that, different philosophical tenets. So then, otherwise, all the stages of the path are pretty much similar in explanation, will be pretty much similar. So now, here, what is important for you to understand here is that earlier we talked about the three natures and including the imputational nature, the imputational phenomena and so forth. So here now, when coming to the explanation of the emptiness is explained based on the imputational phenomena. So therefore, what is meant by imputational phenomena? How one negates the imputational phenomena is character natureless. Lack of self-characterizations. And how can we really understand the imputational phenomena are devoid of self-characterizations and so forth. So this is, one's understanding of emptiness must be based on the understanding of lack of self-characterizations. Oma Ranjuba does read, say the Ranjin Neri said,
tumbani kanla deshi jiong, tumbani to tumbani tongshu chujian kanla ya. Ngazu ki sanje salen dhuya dhila, sen sanje salen dhugu gura. O ti inza tumbani to tumbani tongshu chujian kanla deshi jiong, tuta jimba dhuzo. Jienju rizu lo dhuza malen dhushia lan deshi jiong. Sen sanbe ki, ta bacha manche, bacha ta sabyo kamdi, tu manda ndo jiri. Ti inza anu jimba ndo ndo jiris.
So now here, one of the, again, unique explanation that we could find in this particular, tenets is the achievement of arhatthood. That's arhatthood without residue and arhatthood without, with residue and without residues. Without residue, achievement of arhatthood of without, with residue and without residues. So now the rigpe gyen tegen de dan de din ba nam den ba yin ba ro ji
la nam den ba la zo
nam den so then the true expectations and then the false expectations of two minority schools, right? Those are the two divisions of the minority schools tenets, and the two expectations accepts that at the individual who gain the arhatthood without residue will whose continuity of whose consciousness will be seized at the moment that the individual has gained the without residue, the arhatthood without residue will seize his or her continuity or the continuity of their consciousness. And so then it says, so there's no further, accomplishment. There's no further achievements and then so forth. But whereas the other philosophical tenets, and even though that one may have achieved arhatthoods of the Shepaka and the Pratika Buddhas, but one can still continue to transcend one's, spiritual path from, arhatthoods to the Mahayana path. Mahayana path. So therefore, there is a difference in acceptance of this achievement of their arhatthoods, based on the different divisions of this philosophical tenets. So, so then also we will find a difference in explanation of the. Of the Buddha natures. So here in the Mahayana schools, their explanation of the Buddha nature is about, again here, the bhakcha. Their explanation will be on the potency of one's mind, or potency of one's mind, or the propensities of one's minds and so forth, and which is a different explanation than the Madhyamaka schools, particularly the Madhyamaka Sutantika schools. Madhyamaka the Sutantika schools, their explanation of the Buddha nature is emptiness. So their Buddha nature is it is emptiness of one's own mind.
I think so. Now we finish mine on the school. That's it. It's very briefly. I'm done now. My job is done. Now I retire. My rule is cool. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
The label is also an imprint, right? So when we talk about labeling,
Actually, label is no imprint.
But I remember Rinpoche before said there's five kinds different imprints, and one is term, right?
Yeah.
Like if I call this table, right?
Yeah.
So then you call in Tibetan a different word. So is that also called this a table? Is that the ripening of my previous imprint?
Yeah, previous imprint. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
labeling itself is not, but what label is imprint, right?
Yeah, since my only school as a labeling sometimes, this is table sometimes come through your mind by arising your imprint through your, So, yeah, here we done mind only school. So, I here mentioned that in mind only school, main point, I mentioned three nature. If you really focus on three nature, even all tennis, you focus on two tooth. Okay. Maybe sometimes I think like, okay, I give each person maybe give one paper. What do you want to learn? In Buddhism, what do you want to learn? Or if I want to learn, this one is beneficial for me. Maybe you give me paper. Sometimes because it's good for somebody. Sometimes it's hard for everyone, but I'm really not sure. So if we have really changed kind of nothing different style to teach, you know. If you go like really example, like okay, something like kind of surface, then just like story, like talk, like very surface, then you will not go there. But we just like try to give you idea. If you get idea, then try to read and then try to learn something, you know. It's really important to just like don't be like kid, you know, kid. So don't cheat yourself. But I'm really sorry about that. Use kind of this word. Really, I don't want to really you kind of waste time. You like yourself go to temple. Is then if I ask you a question in Buddhism, what did you learn? Okay. Then I give one topic. Okay, are you Buddhism? Okay, I'm Buddhism. Then ask definition of Buddhism. Explain how you are Buddhism. Okay, I go to refuge 3-jo. Okay, explain me about 3-jo. No answer, yeah? Yeah, but this is just like I really request. I don't put you guys down, and I really request. But because I'm like kind of spoiled to talk other people, I'm sorry, because when I go to like Singapore, I always talk like there, but they listen and they really. Because here in the America, you know, it's a little bit different, you know. It's kind of freedom country. I cannot ask you do this, like, it's really difficult to too much give advice. So, yeah. Main point, you want to learn something since you become Buddhism, yeah? Since, main point to find method to change in your mind. Everybody can say, oh, change mind. Everything relying on mind. You can say, everybody, even people who don't believe Buddhism, they say, everything in your mind. Even my neighbor, they say, like, they talk very nice, you know. Everything change your mind. That's it. Talking easy, you know. We have to find a method to get on one step. How you change your mind. Yeah, in your since you have become Buddhist, you have to really have to be satisfied yourself. Okay, I learned this in my life. Find something, yeah? Yeah, so, but some of you really, yeah, I know that, but it's, Actually, because everybody busy to learn and some, but yeah, very busy to learn, but we are sucker in samsara, always sucker, then we have to find method, little bit come out from there, little bit. Find method, little bit come out there. Yeah. Yeah, then always go there, go here, nothing change, then it's okay. It's fine. If you want to do something kind of attractive things, I can do lots of things, okay? Some puja, some different things. It's like just, you know, but we accumulate merit, but we learn something, yes. Yeah, so, yeah, that's we done, like tenet. Tenet, mind only school we done here, and then we don't have class in December, yeah? Yeah, 21 Tara and Nune. And then, yeah, okay. Then I just stopped 10 a little bit. I'm going to teach other class, maybe like two sections for the training mind. Mind training. Mind training and then, yeah, and 8 versus mind training. And then we try to explain and try to do meditation a little bit. Yeah. Also, I want to learn how to do meditation. Yeah, we do meditation. Then maybe 2 classes for training mind. Then after that, then we do come back on tenet, middleway school. And then we're going to have other class like kind of next year we're going to have like we try to do something. Okay, I know everybody tired to only listen. I give you too much like advice or something, is like bother you, but we're going to do the something, do prostration or something. We set up like kind of 100 syllables mantra and 35 Buddha, some accumulation merit side, we to do something, yeah? Next year we do, and then we maybe, if we have time, maybe medicine Buddha retreat. Yeah, that's we, yeah. Yeah, we slowly to do something, yeah. Not only teaching, but teaching is hard. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, then some question back. Yeah, you share some because some questions. When I ask question, no question.
So this was in regards to what we were talking about earlier in the discussion, in terms of a permanent phenomenon being other-powered. We were saying that that it's dependent on the consciousness perceiving that permanent phenomenon, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if there is no consciousness that perceives that phenomenon? Does it still exist?
No exists. Yeah, because there's nothing easy without perceiving consciousness. Yeah.
So, like going back to, there's an old saying, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there, doesn't make a sound.
But doesn't have to see by person, you know, some other maybe Buddha consciousness see everything.
Is it possible for something to be out there in the universe with no consciousness perceiving it, or is there always a consciousness perceiving everything?
Yeah, perceiving everything, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's why it's the omniscient mind. Yeah. Yeah, this is good, yeah, yeah.
So my only school use Buddha nature, this term?
Yeah, Buddha nature, yeah. Mind only school use Buddha nature. It's different. Buddha nature, usually there's a Ngatsoge Rangin Neri Dlaya sen sambala ya buddha nature da ri de la ya ranji neri da jinji ri ni la ores ranji neri se lo du sambala ya thoma me ba chi ni chi de ji de wi ta thoma me ba ne chi ni chi de ji de wa na shi ji ora na shi ti ti ki sabon de la ya ani ranji neri se la or ani oma pe ge ani karsana ranji neri se la ya de la ya ani se gi tingi ta kan da dubai ji na shi na shi ji do nam shi gi ding chi ni de la ya ani rang ji ne ri sla gor ani ta jin ji ri sla du sam ba la sen sam be jin ji ri sla du sam ba la de la ya su ta ba ina tu su ji tu ba da ani nye ba la su be su ta ba ina ani ko ya ani pa cha se yin ji la jin ji ri tu su ji su ta bi ta kan da ri ji la ya jin ji ri ta kan da rang ji ne ri se de thoma meba ne yung dinge ge, chi ni chi de yung dinge, nao shi korang dinge sabon jido, o tila ya rangshin neri sro sen zambi.
So, speaking about the Buddha nature, there are of two types, accepted by both Manoli and the Madhyamakas. One is the naturally abiding, the Buddha nature, and one is Gengyugiri, which means developable Buddha nature. So there are of two types, right? So here, the minority schools, naturally abiding Buddha nature, here really refers to the seeds within the mind, seat of one's own mind, in other words, the latency of the mind is said to be the naturally abiding Buddha nature, and then the developable network of the Buddha nature will be developed by listening and receiving of the teachings, in other words. Enables one to achieve this developable Buddha nature. And then the Madhyamakas, identification of the Buddha nature is, or the naturally abiding Buddha nature is the suchness of one's own mind, suchness of one's own then mental consciousness.
Rangji neri se bu cha sa ko zla rangji neri se de nam shi gi gi toma me ba ne ji ni ji de ju de yong gi nam shi gi ding sa ban de la ya sen zambi.
So the minority schools, they're the naturally abiding Buddha nature is the seat that is within one's mind, in a beginning from one consciousness to another, continuity of one's consciousness, the seeds, the continuity of the seeds of the continuity of consciousness.
What is time now? 20 minutes. Okay. Okay.
Rinpoche, in the mind-only school, all phenomena has all three characteristics at the same time. So in regards to the two truth, thoroughly established nature would be the ultimate truth, right, in the mind-only school?
Yeah.
And then other-powered and imputational would be conventional truth. So would that mean all phenomenon is both an ultimate and a conventional truth at the same time?
Yeah, they have like two truths. All phenomena, they have.
They have both of them.
Yeah, they have like conventional truth and ultimate truth. Yeah, they have. But usually we don't say like all phenomena are conventional truth and ultimate truth. Yeah, we don't say. Table is a conventional truth, but table is no ultimate truth. Yeah, but table has conventional truth and the ultimate truth. Yeah.
Table has ultimate truth.
Yeah, because table has ultimate truth, because table has emptiness. Yeah. Table has conventional truth, because table is conventional. Yeah, most important here is the ultimate truth. What does ultimate mean here? Yeah, ultimate truth refers ultimate truth, yeah? Mm-hmm. Ultimate truth. Ultimate truth refers to what? What does ultimate mean no, here? No. Yeah, here ultimate truth is refers to the meditative equipoise, which one understand, like refers to the like path of sin, path of meditation, refers to kind of this. Path of sin, path of meditation, yeah? Meditative equipoise. Is this on meditative equipoise? Ultimate truth. Yeah, usually ultimate. Conventional truth means conventional what? Ultimate truth, ultimate is refers to the meditative equipoise, yeah? Then conventional truth. Conventional refers to what? Like conventional refers to the all mind, you know. Conventional truth, like which nina the chebi lord la kalor nimala.
Duality, the dualistic appearance.
Yeah, dualistic appearance. Yeah, because yeah, like our eye consciousness, conventional. Yeah, conventional mind. Yeah, it's kind of dualistic appearance. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One more question, Rinpoche.
Okay.
In regards to things existing in the universe out there, because only a Buddha can perceive it.
I'm just asking, like, has there always been a time that a Buddha existed? Has there ever been a time that a Buddha has not existed?
Yeah, but actually.
Is there always a Buddha consciousness?
Yeah, it makes sense. Actually, like our, if we explain to like non-Buddhism, yeah, non-Buddhism, we cannot say everything. They don't believe everything perceived by Buddha. They don't believe, yeah. Then we have to explain some other way, like because in other university, yeah, universe, yeah, university, maybe University of West. Where are I gonna go? University was okay. Long-term university, okay. Other universe, maybe there are other beings. No, it's perceived by me, it's perceived. It doesn't perceive by like person like us, in this world person. But perceived by mind. Perceived by mind means even mind belong to all creatures. All creature has mind, yeah? That's why in other universe, this creature maybe, yeah? Yeah, those creatures perceive.
So has there ever been a time when there was no Buddha?
The answer was given that nobody has yet met the original creation, the cosmos at the beginning. It can't be defined. It's a question that can't be answered that you're asking.
Yeah. Before the Buddha is no kind of endless, yeah. Is beginless or not beginless? It's no beginless, yeah. Because we say like they are kind of now Shakyamuni is like kind of Sanje Namji Tsubo Tanji fourth Buddha. Then before fourth Buddha there are three Buddha, yeah. Before three Buddha, there's a Buddha or no Buddha?
So before the first Buddha, there's no Buddha?
Yeah, maybe there's no Buddha, yeah. I'm not sure, yeah. No Buddha, yeah. No Buddha, even no Buddha, but perceived by other sentient beings. Because we say like all phenomena, object of. That's why I say when we study Lori, all phenomena are object of inferential value cognizer, or all phenomena are object of conceptual mind. Yeah, Buddha doesn't have to exist. Yeah, all, yeah, because all phenomena, object of conceptual mind. Yeah. Yeah, before Buddha, yeah.
So did emptiness exist before?
Because emptiness is just explained. On that time, there is no term of emptiness talking of like us, you know. But actually, it exists. Emptiness is like kind of beginningless. Everything is like.
But if there was no Buddha, how did it?
But actually, because it's lack of inherent existence. Emptiness, lack of inherent existence is like beginningless, yeah? Even no Buddha. It's lack of inherent existence. It's, even no Buddha is naturally exists there. But since Buddha, then give term. Define method and give term.
So before when there was no term,
did it
have another power?
Yeah, even before there no term, there is easy, yeah? Like Marvin, before your parents didn't give you name, Marvin. Yeah, Marvin is you when you burn like, all that time you exist, but you don't have name. When you cry, come out from your mother womb, and you when you cry, you are easy there. But you don't have term, Marvin.
Right,
same, yeah. Yeah, those are all easies, yeah, like other power. Yeah, other power is easy, actually, yeah, but no term. But actually, easy, you know. Even we see like cause and the condition, easy.
So is it still other power at that point?
Other power on your time, yeah, because all phenomena are other power. But they didn't give term, like, other power. But if you say, like, oh, on that time, term of other power, easy or no easy, then no easy. Term of other power.
What about emptiness itself, specifically that example?
Yeah,
other power when there is no consciousness to perceive it.
Just like naturally, actually they, yeah, but consciousness perceive like kind of things which are other power, but there is no term of other power. On that time, no exist term of other power, but actually exist. Kanda tenla ko. Jiwa yudur de ine jiwa ki tani is jayo mares.
Tenle jiwa yur seramche.
Ha, tenle ngazo karisna sanje ki jiwa dan chi dende ki naja masum mala ya ko tenle yur de ine ya tani de ko yo mares.
Although that actual the nature of the you know three characters such as other powers and impositionals that exist. It exists, but the term is not given on that. The term of term, not you know, character, impositional phenomena and other power. The term is not imputed upon it. But the nature that in they exist in nature.
Yeah, I think so. This is yeah, actual is yeah. Maybe say this way. I think so. Okay. Some more questions. Now this side. No Mandy in this side. Lucy. Lucy, don't know. No question? Okay. Yeah, because there's one story, okay? One story. I talk, okay? Like, before I mentioned that one Tibetan guy, like he's a monk in India. He's really kind of very signified, elegant, yeah, kind of looks elegant. Sometimes he come to monastery somewhere. Other monks, they think he's teacher or kind of monastery teacher, but he will like, then when monks do debate, then he come there and look. If monks ask him question, but he doesn't know, he didn't study like. Then one day he teach or talk lay people. There were some monks we didn't see. He talk, then he say, he had nothing to say, but he talk like first Tsongkhapa story. He say, okay, Tsongkhapa is, we say in Tibetan, Losang Thapa, yeah? Losang Thapa is Tsongkhapa. Tsongkhapa is Losang Thapa. Then he say, okay, Tsongkhapa and Losang Thapa do debate. He said, okay, talk to those people. Tsongkhapa and Losang Thapa do debate. Yeah. Our Tsongkhapa won, Losang Thapa lose.
Mama Tsongkhapa is an emanation of Manjushri, and he had a vision of Manjushri. Is he having a vision of himself?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he said like this, yeah. Just like if we talk like some emptiness, but we know like name of, we heard, yeah? Name of emptiness or two-tooth something. Then when we're going to explain some other people like this way, you know. That's what I mean here. We have to make sure. Okay. Okay. Anjimala, ni tuji che anjimala.
Vasa rumshe lasa.
Anjimala tuji che.
Jemba dwenda ke mer
va. Dwenda jemba zinda yasa mara. Da nidu chidu ye. Chinda tangbo lama dun zinda yasa mara.
Vasa rumshe lasa.
Zinda yasa mara anjimala.
Zinda gaten chowe na ni sabla kuran pike chote. Kaso adi. Again, I pass on the two or what
I mean. Sounds like we are not only last. I mean, do
you
want to join? Because you are not a deal to see you know. I mean, you but Gumba Girunas.
Low in the end,
that's a new one. Tujiche.
You can't have she lost.
Oh, Pemis, if Tujiche, you go on it. Do you know you're not in dollar page on our coach?
Last in the end.
Christmas dollar, you know, Tuesday and those consecutive than a much wimba.
That's what I'm sure.
Oh, didn't you know? Malan, to you,
Chino?
Lasso. Jawanyambamibayang,
okay, thank you very much. Then everybody have a happy Christmas. Everybody have happy vacation.
Oh, Rinpoche, you said you wanted to do group with Lama Tsongkhapa Day.
Yeah, Lama Tsongkhapa Day. We're going
to do it at 7.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah, he will be here.